episode 53 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics, chronologically, kind of. And yes, I know I said 53 last episode, too. It's 53 twice. Deal with it.
Yeah, 53-2, Electric Boogaloo.
So, we're going into Detective Comics number 61. It was released March 1942. It is 13 pages, even though it felt like a million.
Oh, is it 16 pages now?
No, it's 13.
Oh, I thought you said 16. Sorry. Nope. Yeah, it's still 13. Same as it's been.
Still 13 feels longer. Pages. This one's called The Three Racketeers. It was written by Bill Finger, pencil by Bob King.
Inked well, now, who was the guy who wrote the last one? Because I want him back.
You want him back?
Yeah.
Jack Schiff.
Yeah, get Jack Schiff back here because this one was bad. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right.
Inked
by Jerry Robinson and George Russo's. Lettered by Ira Schnapp. That's someone different.
Yeah.
Edited by Whitney Elsword. Executive editor was also Whitney Elsword on the cover. Cover artist Bob Kane, Jerry Robinson, and George Russo's.
Cover artist did a good job.
Well, yeah. We're going. If you want to go into the cover, go into the cover.
Is that, I'm just saying, you said cover artist, and I am surprised that it wasn't somebody new, because this is probably one of the best covers I've seen so far.
And it's the best part of this comic.
Yeah.
It's they must have thought the same thing, because the opening splash rate of the comic is the cover.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. It's giant Batman and giant Batman looking over a building. Robin's a little closer in perspective, I think. And is that the Batplane? Because I like it.
Yes. I'm guessing it's the Batplane because it looks like Batwings. Bat wings. Yes. Yeah.
I like it. I like the red stripe down the middle of it. It looks like a missile almost.
Oh, it's detailed. I thought it started the next issue, but apparently it started this issue, because it does say Batman and Robin versus the Three Racketeers.
Yeah.
So this is the start of the covers matching the inside comics.
Oh, okay. So the splash page is the front cover almost now, huh?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I didn't even realize it started there. I thought that was just Batman saying something.
No, yeah, it's a cloud, but then it does look like a word cloud. But no, it does. It has a title right in it.
Well, it's still 10 cents.
Still not in Canada.
And still not in Canada. There are tanks in the streets. Anything else to say?
Was it always a Superman publication?
No, it wasn't always a Superman publication.
No, that's it. I got nothing.
Okay. Moving on then. I got the same page of ads as last week, so we're going to skip that.
Okay. Did you get your canary in the mail yet?
Yeah, but it was dead.
It was dead? What, did you send it back?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they mailed it in 1940, so I don't think it made it this many years.
No, it was all bones, and the cage was all rotted and metalled. We open up on the splash page, which is exactly what the cover was.
Not exactly.
Well, yeah, there's different words in the cloud.
Well, there's different words in the cloud, but it's just closer in perspective.
And the Batplane's going much faster, because it's got that white line behind it.
The colors are different. It's a little brighter.
But no, it's just a closer up image of the cover.
No. So the van that crashed in the background, you see it?
Uh-huh.
Go back. It looks like a square shack or something in the last.
Yeah, it's different. It's like it's more detailed. Okay. And then there's police in the street shooting. There's no police in the street shooting on the cover.
Yeah.
Okay, so they copied the cover, whatever.
Yes. They took the cover and then traced more stuff on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
I guess you're right. I guess you could say it's a closer up because there's more detail into this piece.
And we covered Robin with this little square down the bottom.
Yeah, no one likes Robin.
All right, speaking of that square, we open up with three guys playing penny cards and penny ante cards. Yeah. And apparently they don't know each other, but yet they're playing cards, which I thought didn't make sense. And when we get the reveal at the end, it makes even less sense.
Well, this is what made me angry. In the very beginning here, it says every story has a beginning. So the entire time, I'm not going to spoil it, but the entire time, I'm thinking, where is this going? What is this the beginning of?
Nothing.
It sucks.
It sucks.
It technically is the beginning, though. I knew exactly where it was going.
It's not. It's not the beginning. It's a lot.
I mean,
actually.
I didn't get the twist, but I got the fact that they were all criminals talking about how Batman foiled them.
Yeah, and it's the beginning of nothing.
Well, I mean, there's only 13 pages. It actually reminded me of the Batman animated cartoon, that one episode where all the villains were talking about how they almost got Batman.
Yeah. Everybody almost caught him.
Yeah. And then Croc tried to throw a rock at him. But Croc was really Batman in that one. Anyway, spoilers. But yeah, they're talking about how they're angry because they used to be somebody. They each had rackets, and each of them are going to tell us about their racket. And then the first guy goes on for like 6 pages.
They could have taken old comics and edited them in here, and it would have been better than this. Like, they could have took this. This is how Batman caught me, and actually had old panels from the other comics.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They didn't do that. They drew in these other stories that we have no idea who these guys are.
I mean, at this point, he has had a couple of supervillains, so yeah. He could have had them talking about it instead of these three idiots that no one cares about.
Yeah. So how did this first guy get caught? I forget.
The first guy, his racket is, he, I guess, got hold of the radio signals that the police use. Right. So he gives the police a call, telling them to go one place, they leave, and then he sends those guys there.
Okay. So that's like the guy you were talking about in the last episode.
Yes, Airwave.
Airwave.
Yeah, exactly. Except, this guy thinks this is a clever plan. But it's not clever. The cops are just stupid. Because they traced his airways to this laundry van, and the cops say, oh, it can't possibly be that laundry van. And they just don't bother investigating it.
Yeah. Let's just move on. It can't be a laundry van that would be silly. These airways out.
That's silly.
But he's even more of an idiot because, I mean, this goes on for a while, and then Batman and Robin show up, and they get collectively knocked out for the 29th and 18th time.
Yeah, but who knows when it was? These ain't repeat ones, right, I guess?
Yeah, no, this is definitely not a repeat, because I didn't read this story before, did you?
No, I definitely didn't.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. So they knock him out, but, Batman recognized the guy, so Batman goes to his house and breaks in and then destroys his house and leaves a present for him. Someone needs to call the ESPA on Batman because he just put these poor bats in these boxes and just to torture criminals.
Yeah, where's he getting all these bats at?
In his cave.
In his cave? Oh, right. Well, but they're his bats then. He can do whatever he wants with them, I guess.
They were there before he discovered the cave, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He kind of moved into the ownership. House.
And people ship canaries, so it's okay. He's allowed to do bats.
Yeah, but they ship them, I guess. I don't know. He locks boxes, bats in boxes. He kills bats sometimes and nails on the piece of papers.
Yes.
Yeah, we did have a dead bat once, too.
He's a horrible person. Anyway, this is enough to scare this guy to go check on his code book to make sure it's still there. But, Batman will never know, so he just puts it back in a spot that he'll never look in that spot that he just checked.
Right.
Because Batman will never know. But Batman's hiding in the closet, and Batman finds the code book. And then Batman tricks him to send him to a place, and then Batman beats up his crew and catches him. That's how he did it. And the criminals, the two guys he's playing cards with, are so impressed with his racket.
Yeah, that's a good one there. Woo, yeah. Next day.
All right, now
I can't believe they wasted half the comic on that.
Yeah, it went on and on and on, that one.
I didn't even follow along with you while you were saying it because I was just so annoyed by it.
I actually fell asleep.
I don't care.
I fell asleep for a minute.
All right, on to the next guy. He's a professor of science, apparently, because he made a formula that when drink makes people lazy. I got news for you. You don't need a formula for that.
It's called beer. It's called beer.
Anyway, apparently this formula makes you so lazy that you don't want to even eat sometimes, and it kills you. And so he poisons a couple CEOs with this potion that makes them so lazy that they don't want to work. But the company can't work without these specific CEOs, so they're losing money every time this guy isn't working. So they have to give in to this guy's demands and give him their money. because they can't just say, okay, you're fired, we're going to hire someone else to do your job that you know one, that you don't do anyway, so what difference does it make?
I didn't think you could make this story suck worse, but the way you just explained it, it even made it worse. Like, it's a terrible story. It's and it's why terrible. Is Robin... I don't even know where we're at. Are we at the shoeshine boy part yet? Are we doing past that? Or
not
okay,
yet.
Go ahead.
But when he goes to one of these boardrooms, Bruce Wayne is there, and the guy even mentions, maybe Bruce Wayne followed me back. Ah, nah, he's just a playboy. He wouldn't follow me back. Because that's stupid, too. But Batman shows up and beats him up. But then he pulls out a gun and makes Batman drink the potion. Because Batman hasn't been shot 3 times and doesn't know how to disarm a person.
And now they made Batman lazy. What are we going to do with him? No.
Yeah, now Batman's too lazy to fight crime. But because of his extreme willpower, he gets up and goes to Robin. And then Robin shows up and becomes a shoeshine boy. And
But right before they get to the shoeshine boy, they talk about how that makes you so lazy that you're too lazy to even live.
Yes.
I mean, that is just a stupid, like, okay, then put him in the hospital and put an IV in his arm and he's back to, you know, he'll be okay again.
It's the dumbest story ever.
This may be the worst one I've ever read. Like, I know we were going to get bad, you know, eventually going to get a bad one, but this one's bad.
This is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some bad ones before. We've complained a lot about them, but this one.
Yeah, but the ones that you think are bad, we usually were okay with.
No. Right. There were some bad mobster ones that we hated.
That's true. I remember the one that Batman was only in it for like the last 2 pages or something.
Yeah, there was a few of them that we didn't like. There was one Batman issue that had 4 stories of just nothing happening.
Yeah, I do remember that too.
Batman as a football player and stuff.
This is a new season. Maybe I just wasn't prepared for, you know, this,
yeah,
this show
it's,
up here.
It's been a while. We're getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the guy is ready to go give this poison to heads of state and stuff like that so he can take over places and stuff like that. But he goes, he's so proud of himself, he's going to go get his shoes shined by Robin, who he doesn't know is Robin. But, so he goes home. But when he comes home, Robin's there, and he beats him up. And Robin explains that he used some kind of special shoe polish that he can see with ultraviolet rays through these special glasses.
Yeah,
that
he could follow him. He knew who he was.
So he followed
and
him.
Robin
he
explains
followed.
It all.
Go ahead.
No mask on.
Okay.
He does.
But to be fair in this point here, we don't know. He doesn't know that this is Robin. This is just some strange shoeshine boy.
The shoeshine boy kicked his ass.
Yeah, this isn't Robin. This is just the shoeshine boy that came in and kicked his ass.
And saved Batman.
Yeah, it's just Batman can be saved by other people.
So I don't understand the infrared thing. Like, why didn't he just look at the guy and see who he was?
Because the guy changed his clothes, and that's apparently means no one could recognize him. He says that. I changed my clothes. Now no one will recognize me in these clothes.
Okay.
And if he says it, it has to be true.
Yeah.
When I get out of the shower tomorrow morning, I'm going to put clothes on and say, no one's going to recognize me in these clothes. And see what happens. I'm going to walk around and they're going to be like, my wife's going to be like, who are you? What are you doing in my house?
As long as Kylie doesn't put infrared stuff on your shoes.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Don't let her shine your shoes.
Anyway, they beat him up and they capture him. And then the third guy, apparently
there's a third guy.
Yeah, this is where the cover comes in.
Yeah.
The third guy managed to steal tanks.
3 tanks. Not 1 tank. 3 tanks.
He managed to somehow steal 3 tanks. So not only are the cops imbeciles, so is the army.
Apparently.
And from what I've seen, he's just going around blowing up stuff.
Yeah, I don't understand what the plan was. We get tanks, we blow up stuff. Profit. That's the plan.
It says, the newspaper says, Citibank's prey of tanks.
Okay.
Of tank bandits. They blow up banks and I guess they steal the money from the vaults.
I guess. But then we get this cool bat plane. I do like that.
But yeah, then the bat plane shows up, but they end up shooting it out of the sky.
Oh my god, and they lose it. That's right. This is gone. There's no bat. The bat plane sinks, but
no
Robin does mention.
Plane.
Yeah, Robin
mentions that there's a backup bat plane back at the Batcave or wherever.
No, he says our bat plane is gone. Good thing we have a spare, improved bat plane at home.
Oh my god!
But so they get in their truck, the bad guys, instead of the tanks. I don't know what happened to the tanks. Oh, they that's, I'm sorry.
The trucks are for speed.
No. The bad plane dropped gasoline on top of the tanks, which I guess they set the tanks on fire, which made it too hot to stay in the tanks. So they got out of the tanks and got into the truck, which had a mounted machine gun, which they used to crash the Batplane.
And early on, this guy, for some reason, he explains that he robs the banks with the tanks and has trucks so that they can get away because the trucks are faster than the tanks.
They park the tanks inside the trucks.
So I'm like, this makes no sense. Okay.
Anyway, so it was a chase, and, you know, Batman and Robin eventually... Well, Batman throws tear gas at them.
Yes, he tells them to cry now and throws tear gas at them.
And he beats them up. Robin throws some tires over some guys, and they arrest them. And then we get the reveal at the end that these three guys were all in prison waiting to be sentenced.
So what was it the beginning of? It was the beginning of telling me a crappy story that didn't go anywhere. That's the beginning of.
Because a cop comes in and says it. And says, three smart guys outsmarted by the Batman. That ought to prove something. So what I don't understand is, do they just put criminals together in a room and let them play cards before their sentences?
They're like, we don't have nowhere to put you. We're full. We're just going to put you in this office. Here's your deck of cards.
Here's three people. Here's two other people. Two other criminals you don't know.
Yeah.
And they're not in any kind of prison jumpsuit. They're all in
There's
their
not even a
suits.
Cop in it. Like, the cop's standing outside the room, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't even look like a cell. There's a table and chair, and they got playing cards. None of this makes any sense. This is a really stupid comic.
Yeah, this comic made me angry today when I read it. I was like, I don't even want to read this one. It was so bad.
Instead of telling a joke we're just going to use this comic as the joke.
Can I tell you, I hated this comic so much that I didn't even look up the people and stuff, so I got to hit it right now.
There's no one in it.
It sucks. Well, it says appearances, individuals, Batman, and oh my god, this is the beginning. Everything has a beginning, right? So the three guys, Cal Clayte, Professor Post, and Mr. Charters are the three guys, and they all have their only appearance. So it was the beginning of nothing.
So it's funny, on the one that I see, it says antagonist is Carl Clayte and Professor Post, right?
Yeah.
And then it says other characters, Mr. Charters.
So, Mr. Charters, wasn't he the one with the tanks?
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, well, his is the shortest story.
Oh, okay.
And then it also says locations Gotham City and Gotham State Penitentiary.
Oh, I just got Gotham City, and then I got the Batmobile and the Batplane, and that's it.
And I got Batplane destroyed.
That's a shame. I like that Batplane. That was the first one I liked.
So, on the next page of the comic I'm reading, it says, I got this cartoon editor telling me, listen, all you Batman and Robin fans, you can believe me when I say Batman number 10 contains four of the most terrific yarns. Don't ever miss it. On sale February 11th.
The Christmas episode.
I guess.
No, wait. That's Batman number 9.
That's because we're not chronologically reading.
Yeah, because we were trying to get two in a row.
Yep.
So you're advertising Batman 10. We didn't even read Batman 9 yet.
Nope.
Correct.
What a disappointment you are.
But I also got this. Underneath that ad is this ad. Superman is in the movies. And talk about swell. The Superman movies are faster than a Stratoliner and in Technicolor, too. You're telling me the Superman pictures hit the movie screen like an explosion. Don't miss a single one of the Paramount shorts in Technicolor.
That advertisement was better than this entire comic.
Yeah, this one was particularly bad.
Yeah, it really was. And I was okay with the first one that I read. I read the Joker one that we did the episode last week for. And I liked that one, and I was all excited. And then I got to this one. I'm like, what is this crap?
I agree. The Joker one was good. And then I read this, and I was like,
I hope we don't go into a pattern, because the next issue is also Joker.
Joker, crap. Joker, crap.
Yeah,
Joker,
that's what I'm thinking. Is it going to be Joker, crap? Joker, crap?
They don't even have to try. They put the Joker in one the next week. Oh, we don't even have to try. We're good. Don't worry about it.
Because in the next, in the issue after the one, it's Joker again. Ah. So it goes Joker, Mr. Baffled, Joker, and...
Christmas is in there somewhere.
And... these are all Detective Comics I'm talking about. Then I don't see a bad villain in that one either. So is it really Joker, crap, Joker, crap? That's what I'm wondering.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Could be.
All right. I think we're done.
We're done?
Yeah. No canaries were harmed during the filming of this podcast.
Not by us, anyway.
You have all a dead canary.
All right, yeah. My joke's better than that comic, too. You ready?
Go ahead.
So a teenage son goes to his dad and says, "Dad, I want to have a Batman party with my friends." And the dad says, "Aren't you a little bit old for a theme party?" And the teenage son says, "No, the theme is no parents." You get it? Because Batman's parents are dead.
Oh, no, we got it. It just wasn't funny.
Nothing. That's it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, last time you yelled at me for cutting yous off. I'm letting you get it all out now.
Well, the last one was good, and you cut me off from saying it.
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is at EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is at EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.